Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty University is entitled to have employees that align with their religious beliefs. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I would say this case is definitely a setup because, I mean, if you were a church, you're not going to hire someone who's atheist. We've got a Christian university. They're not going to knowingly hire someone that doesn't align with their Christian beliefs.
Yeah, that's as simple as it is. And that's why this case is so important, because Jonathan Zinsky is now represented by the ACLU in the case of Zinsky versus Liberty University, trying to get the courts to force Liberty University to abandon its doctrinal position and beliefs with regards to human sexuality. Liberty Counsel, we have represented Liberty University in this case, and we just filed our final brief in the case, the reply brief in federal court. And we are asking the court to dismiss the case of Zinsky versus Liberty University. We have said that Liberty University has the right under Title VII, under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, to have employees that align with their sincerely held doctrinal beliefs and practices. So you have a guy by the name of Jonathan Zinsky. He applies in February of 2023 when he is hired.
But granted, 4 months prior to that, he started taking female hormones.
Yeah, before he ever
knowingly
applied, he's taking female hormones, intending to change his name and to ultimately identify, quote unquote, as a female.
He signed off agreeing to the mission and the doctrine of the school.
Yeah, and the doctrine of the school is very specific. It really is, I think, an example of other employers and churches to be specific in your doctrinal statement and position. Liberty University's doctrinal statement clearly states that human beings were created in the very image of God as either biologically male or female from the womb, and that it is a sinful act prohibited by God to deny one's birth sex by self-identification with a different gender. It's that specific. So you can't get any more specific than that. That's very specific. It's not that you're just created in the image of God as male and female, but biologically male and female from the womb, and that it is a sinful act prohibited by God to deny your birth sex by self-identification with a different gender.
Yeah, whatever's on your birth certificate is what God created you to be, male or female. And, you know, whatever struggles he's going through, again, I think this is a setup on his part, but whatever struggles he's going through, God made him as a male. No doubt about that.
Well, and when he applied and he was hired, he had to sign off that he's in agreement with these doctrinal positions. So he acknowledged all of this in the application, despite knowing that he had been taking female hormones for 4 months and knowing what he had planned to do.
Working in the IT department.
He worked in the IT department. And so in the IT department, you interact with staff and students. And I know when I was dean of the law school at Liberty University, you would have IT people that sometimes you would take your laptop down there for fixing or for updating or for setup. Or if you had an issue with a document, you could call IT and they would communicate with you. So he is having contact with students.
Sure.
As an IT person. So he's not just in some room surrounded by a bunch of computers. He is working directly with faculty, staff, and students.
But regardless, he signed that he agreed with that mission and that doctrine.
And so what happens is he then waits for his 90-day probation to expire, and then 10 days after it expires,
surprise,
he writes a letter to the university and says, you know, I've been taking these hormones, and I want to identify now as Eleanor, and wants to have the Liberty University's insurance program cover these medications and whatever else he's going to do to his body in the future. So Liberty University, after getting the letter, they had a consultation with Jonathan Zinsky and told him again and reiterated the doctrinal position of Liberty University and found out that, yeah, he had been taking these hormones for 4 months before, and he was insistent that he wanted to be called Eleanor. He wanted to identify as a female, directly in contradiction to Liberty University's stated doctrinal position that he signed off on. And so when Liberty University terminated him, he then filed a lawsuit represented by the ACLU. As you said, you know, from the very beginning, this case was set up.
And we're asking it to be dismissed.
There's a lot of scholars, Holly, that are looking at this, and religious liberty litigators are looking at this particular case because of the implications that it would have. Obviously, if it went the wrong way and Liberty University had to change its doctrinal position to accommodate Zinsky, I mean, that would be a huge devastation to the mission of Liberty University. But it would also affect other universities, schools, churches, religious employers across the country.
Well, it totally just obliterates religious freedom and your right as an employer, a Christian employer, to have employees that align with your beliefs. I mean, Liberty Counsel, you're not going to hire someone who's LGBT or someone who is an atheist. It doesn't go along with our beliefs and our religious mission.
I mean, it's the same thing that you mentioned. It makes no sense for a Christian church to be forced to hire an atheist than it does for a Christian university to be forced to hire somebody who openly disobeys and violates one of the core aspects of your religious doctrine and mission.
Our Constitution defends and upholds religious freedom. We can't just throw that out the window because somebody decides they want to file a lawsuit.
So keep this case in your prayers. It is Zinsky versus Liberty University, and Liberty Counsel is representing the university in this very important case. It's at the lower court right now, waiting for the judge to render his decision on our motion to dismiss. And then after that ruling, either side could ask this case to be taken up to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and from there, hopefully, to the United States Supreme Court, if we had to go that far. Certainly, that's the intent, I think, of Zinsky. Zinsky and the ACLU have used this case to set it up to come after the world's largest Christian university as a test case to take down Liberty University, and in doing so, to take down any other religious organization across the country. We've been to the United States Supreme Court multiple times since our founding in 1989. We have briefed or argued 37 cases of wins, many more, but we have 37 wins at the United States Supreme Court. So we're ready to go back to the Supreme Court if necessary, and we believe we have a strong case. You know, this issue, the intersection of religious freedom and LGBTQ issues, is the tip of the spear for churches and religious organizations.
Oh, yes.
When someone asked me, as I'm speaking to pastors, what is the most significant issue that faces churches right now? And I would say from a legal standpoint, it's this issue.
Yes.
It's this issue here, because whether you have a church or a daycare center or a school, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when you will be challenged, because these cases come, like in this case, where someone intentionally sets you up. They intentionally interview, or they intentionally get hired with fraud in mind, and they intentionally set you up. But then there's other cases where they may be an employee, or maybe they have their kid in your school for a while, and then they start bringing to school the parents, another same-sex couple, and then you have to decide, what are you going to do? These are critical issues that you need to think through before they happen.
And I think as Christians, this invades almost every area of our life if we don't stand up and protect our religious freedom.
Yeah, and whether it's boys or men that want to use girls' restrooms, private facilities, or want to compete in sports, or, you know, when you have an overnight trip for your K-12 kids and you're going someplace and you're spending overnight and some boy wants to sleep in the girl's room because he, quote, identifies, close quote, as a girl, you're going to have to address those situations. So think ahead, and in doing so, make sure that you have policies or doctrinal statements that clearly articulate in specific manner, like Liberty University does, your sincerely held religious beliefs on this issue, on abortion, on other issues as well. You need to really think this through. It's not something that we had to do in the past, but it's unfortunately something that we need to be prepared for now. So when these challenges do arise, you are in the best position to defend your Christian doctrine and belief. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.